Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is up to something good. He's always going forward. He has a plan in mind. When nobody's thinking about what he's doing, he's thinking about what he's doing. He goes forward, always forward. The kingdom of God is progressing. And the Lord once taught me something about the mind. He said there are two types of mindsets. And that's a sober mind and a deceived mind. The sober mind is going forward, learning, ever increasing, just like God. But when people stop learning, that comes from, you know, deception. A deceived mind believes something that's not true as true. But as we progress in God and learn his ways, now, it sounds like work, but it's really life. Life is designed, the life of God is ever increasing. And it's designed to enable you to do greater and greater. Go back to the beginning, when God, the first five commandments that God gave mankind. Now, the Ten Commandments is not the first commandments God gave. The Ten Commandments were for the lawless. But when God gave Adam the first five commandments, they helped him to do all things. These are the same five principles that God uses to build all things. He said, the first thing he said is be fruitful. Be fruitful. The fruit can feed you now in real time, and it has a seed for the future. If you plant the seed, you're going to get a plant and eventually more fruit, just like the one you just enjoyed. They gave you strength for now. And every fruit has its own seed in itself. And it's going to produce after its kind. You're not going to plant a peach and then an apple tree comes up. You're not going to plant an apple and you get a banana tree. You're going to get apples if you plant apple seeds. And then you're going to get the type of apple that you planted. So the ways of God are no different. The second thing he said, after saying be fruitful, he said multiply. Now, when God gives you a thought, that thought can protect you right now as well as later. That thought can help you. It's going to bring you either success or protection for a success. It's going to be a blessing to you, but if you trust it and act on it, and it's going to bring success to your life, and it's going to enable you to learn greater things. We grow from glory to glory. Now, in this world, on this side of heaven, the word of God says that we know in part. We don't know everything yet, but we know in part. And we're ever increasing. And we multiply. If the Lord spoke to you one time and told you what to do, and you did it and it worked, and he never spoke to you again, you're going to have unique problems along the path of your life. And you're going to need to receive greater information. And with that, even though he spoke to you the thing that's going to help you currently, you'll need his wisdom for every aspect of life. That's why he gave us the word of God. Now, I found this to be so true. If you're faithful with the written word and you act on it, and you solve problems by looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You're looking at what he said in his word. That's how we look to Jesus. And we know that he's the author and finisher of our faith because he gave us his word. We act on it. In real time, we make changes and adjustments along the way of our lives. Now, every time that I took God at his word and obeyed him, sometimes I obey him because he said it. I didn't understand it, didn't fully agree with it, didn't know where I would end up if I did it, but I did it anyway. And it always worked. And every time I learned something that I did not see before. And that becomes knowledge. Now, all the information that I learned in 1988 helped me greatly. And it prepared me for all the wonderful things God taught me in 1989. And that was good. Now, if I had stopped right there, I'd be just like I was back then. But everything he taught me in 1989 helped me understand and receive what he had to say in 1990. And all the things he taught me in 1988, 89, and 1990 helped me receive. I learned so many things and principles and stories and all the things that he helped me understand and see. I saw a greater side of everything in 1992. So it was in 1993. I grew stronger in many areas of my life. And in 93, I opened my shop. I had a business for 8 years, but then I opened the shop. And all the things I learned about people in those years helped me for 1994. And that helped me go forward to 1995. Every year I'm learning from the Lord as time goes on. And I sought to ask different questions. Some things that I learned propelled me to ask greater questions. See, if you do God's word and incorporate it in your life, you're going to see a greater side of life. You're going to see things in a much greater way. And it's ever increasing. Just like he said, be fruitful and then multiply. The third thing he said, after multiplying, he said, replenish. Now this replenishing takes a lot of wisdom. You have to have something to replenish. You have to be fully loaded to unload and be a blessing to others. Now, we receive knowledge. We multiply in knowledge. And then we give knowledge. And all the things of God is that way. Even finances. You tithe and give offerings and you work as under God. You be a blessing. And you increase. And you multiply. You don't stay the same. And sometimes people only expect to solve their problems. They don't expect to grow and develop and change and become much greater. Those are the kind of things that happens when you're faithful. Whenever you're faithful, you're not going to stay the same. You're going to grow from glory to glory. You're going to change. You're going to become much greater. The fourth thing he said was to subdue the earth and subdue your life. Get to the point where Satan can't trouble you. Take authority over him every way you can and every way you have to. Subduing is not very hard, but you have to have a love, the love of God's will to not allow interruptions into your life. See, when you subdue it, you're making sure that things go the way they're supposed to go and not according to the enemy in the world. See, if you didn't have an enemy, you really wouldn't have to subdue anything. He didn't say organize, he said subdue it. Fix it where it can't get out of control. In other words, don't let distractions come and interrupt your life. In the things of darkness, things that take you backwards. See, the love of all of these principles, they carry out the mission of love, the love of God. See, this is how God works. All of his knowledge is an extension of his love, all of it. The knowledge of God, the word of God is the knowledge of love. And they enable you to do the things of God. Now, the enemy always tries to cast a negative shadow on the things of God. He wants it to appear like it's not life, like it's work, like you're stacking boxes in a factory or unloading a train or something. But you know, I've seen a lot of preachers that when they say, well, I guess I'm gonna go pray, and they say it like they're gonna go and stack bricks, as if they're doing hard manual labor that they don't want to do in the heat of the day. But the life of God is different than that. Even though there's so much joy in doing God's will, when you have a purpose, when you're dedicated to something, when you know you're being a blessing to other people, there's a joy that goes with it. When you're giving life to others, helping people see the truth. See, the last broadcast we did, we pointed out how necessary it is to enjoy your relationship with God, and ministry will happen. All right. When the Lord gives you answers, you're going to solve the problem. You're always going to solve the problem. You're just going to use the principles of God. Cold religion says that God is going to do it for you if he wants to. But that's not true. That's a twist on the words of God. And the enemy did it. God is not going to come down here and live your life for you. He's not going to make the pain go away. He already did that. We got to believe what he did and receive the works of Jesus in our heart. And then we can go forward. Now, Jesus, he laid his life down for ours so we can be healed. He already paid for it. He did the hard part. We have to believe what he did. So when God give you knowledge and information and show you your best choices, when he revealed to you your best options, you got to select the option. You got to do it. You got to take him at his word. By your faith, you have to act on it. If you trust God, you act on your faith. You speak it and you do it. And you thrive in this life, in this life. You don't have to wait till you go to heaven to enjoy life. You enjoy life now. See, I had to unlearn a lot of stale doctrine. You know, when they collected too much manna, it bred worms and it stank. All right. When you receive the word of God, the rightly divided word of God, it adds to your life. It blesses you. But when you do anything the wrong way, it becomes stale manna. And it bred worms. It breeds worms and it stinks. All cold religion, all dead doctrine, all false information, is just like when they picked manna out of faith. Now, when they were in faith, they did it according to God's word. They got a portion for each day. They got their daily bread. And on the Sabbath day, they got twice as much. And only on the Sabbath day, you had enough to enjoy the Sabbath. And it didn't breed worms and stink. But when they got out of faith, they said, I'm going to get more than I need for this day, and I'm going to have some more for the next day. Well, it bred worms and it stank. that brought it. All right? So when preachers preach wrong, all error, it doesn't sit well with you. It's not true. We are made in the image of God. We are made just like He is. That's how we're made. We're made in His image. That means we have to do things like He does things. Do you realize that God was once in your position? He had nobody to show Him what to do. And every need He had, He learned how to deal with it. It took time. Now He's God, He always was, and He learned. In the beginning of His way, He chose the way of wisdom, and He ever increased. And He's still increasing. That's how we are. The world think that we learn everything and then either we do it or we don't. That's not true. Just because you're a Christian don't mean you're going to be skilled at every principle of God. Some people are skilled to prosper. Some people are skilled to when it comes to healing. Some people can take God at His word greater than others. But everybody has something. Everybody has an edge. Everybody has a part of God's knowledge in Christ. And they know in part. They may be very good at prosperity. Let's say managing people. They may be very good at knowing how to manage their lives and living. And the same person can be very poor at prosperity, knowing how to prosper. Some people know how to be abased, and they don't know how to abound. Some people know how to abound, but they don't know how to be abased. In other words, if they get out of college and get a job, they know how to prosper in their field. But they don't have a clue about how to start a business of their own. And so they'll have to learn from God how to start a business of their own. And some people do well on a job of their skill level. But they don't know how to increase and advance and one day have their own business. And some people they want to do things, but they're not good students. They don't know how to pass a test. So all these problems can change. Some people come to God and they don't even know how to read. I met a man, the Lord taught him how to read. So whatever your challenge is, that challenge is right now. But your faith can override that problem. It doesn't matter what problem you have. It doesn't matter what you don't know. If you decide you're going to learn something, you're going to learn it. If you decide you're going to be healed, you can be healed. If you decide in your heart that you're going to prosper, you can do it. Now Lucifer said, I will do all these five things. And if nobody stopped him, he'd try. He probably would have done it. But God had to put a stop to him, just like He put a stop to the Tower of Babel. He divided their language. Well, He judged Lucifer's kingdom and kicked him out of heaven, basically. But when he got Adam's authority, he had access to the heavens again. So Satan has a right to be here until Adam's lease runs out. And once Adam's lease runs out, he runs out. He's going to be locked in hell at that point. See, Adam didn't do the fourth step. He didn't subdue the enemy. And he lost his dominion. And then Jesus came, and all power was given to Him in heaven and earth, and Jesus gave us back our dominion. That's why we can rebuke Satan and stop him in his tracks at our will. See, it was paid for. Our ability to have authority over Satan was given back to us by Jesus Christ as a grace. That's why God told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. See, God didn't come down and do something about his thorn in the flesh. That was his responsibility. And he had sufficient grace to do it. And guess what? He did it. We talked about that in the earlier broadcast. And like I said then, it was not a sickness. It was a messenger of Satan. Somebody aggravating him because they had a demon spirit in them. And he got rid of that problem because God's grace was sufficient to handle that little demon. God's not going to come out of heaven to rebuke a little old demon for us. And there are no big ones, unless you believe they are. Satan on down, they're nothing but smoke. They're nothing but little small problems. If you're subject to God and you take authority over Satan, he'll run from you. So why would God have to come chase him out of town for you when you can do it? His grace is sufficient. So the knowledge of God helps you to ever increase. All of God's word work. It's easy. As we learn from God, everything gets easier and easier for us. Because you're operating on the knowledge of God. You're progressive like he is. When there's a better way to do something, it's always wise to do the better thing. Why not? One of the proverbs says, There is no wisdom against God and his knowledge. There is no wisdom or understanding against God. God is love. He loves us. His love is true. His love is pure. Everything we learn from him calls us to ever increase. It gives us a foundation, and it supplies the needs that we have. It helps us to relate with other people. And we grow from glory to glory. Now, the information that he gave us a long time ago is still working in our lives. We just added to it. It enabled us to see things in a greater way. And we ever increase. And that's the handiwork of God. When you look up in the night sky and see all those stars, and some of the stars you see are so far away, it's an entire galaxy of itself. It's collective light. It's thousands of suns. It's so far away, it looks like one star. But when you get they used to call a telescope a star splitter because when we see one light with our naked eye. And when you get it on a good telescope, it's thousands of small lights. So far away, it looks like one. Now, all of that is God's wisdom. And all of those stars are millions of light years apart. You know, they're light years apart, and one galaxy can look like one star. And the stars as close, they are one star. They're suns. And God, our God, is still making planets and people. Jesus said, "In my Father's house there are many mansions, many mansions." When the Lord say many, he means many. And God is good. His knowledge and wisdom is ever increasing. So it is, and that's how our lives are supposed to be. What you learn this year is going to be foundations for greater decades. So the thing is, learn all you can from the Lord. The Lord wants you to ask. He wants you to seek. He wants you to knock. When I started asking him about his creation, cold religion said you don't question God. Cold religion said you don't supposed to ask God about other planets and outer space. And in his presence, he said, it honors me that you ask me about my creation. See, people like to know, they like to feel in charge of things. They like to know, people like to have a cap on things. See, pride looks within. Parts of Satan's doings have got into our way of thinking. we've adopted those things. If I can't judge it, it ain't. You know, if I can't prove what it is, it's not. Well, God's been doing things a lot longer than we'll ever realize. And he's done so much, and there's so much knowledge to be gained. He gives us what we can relate to. And we think we know everything. We're not qualified to know everything, because if we knew everything, we wouldn't need to be asking God. And we have to ask God to survive this life, because even at our greatest forms of wisdom, we're under attack. Satan is trying to deceive us even as we're learning from God. So we have to take the Lord at his word in order to learn things properly. And the word of God is our starting point and our ending point. It can help us govern our lives from now on. No matter how long we live and no matter how long we grow, we're going to need the guidance of God's word. And whatever you don't learn now, when you go to heaven, you may not have learned much. You get saved, you go to heaven, you're gonna have to learn it there in order for you to have faith and operate in it. Our faith comes from the grace of God, the promises of God's word. That's where we get faith from, hearing God's word. And as long as we exist, as long as we continue in the Lord, we're going to be learning things. Even in heaven, you're going to ever increase. But you're going to be able to do it without interference. And don't miss the point. It's great joy in learning of God. It is great joy when you're alive to God. You're not just learning a bunch of facts so that you can help others. This is a way of life. You're learning to live. And the Lord will help you help others. See, when you're alive to God, you don't run out. You don't get burnt out. The Lord's going to give you breaks and periods of rest where you do nothing but enjoy him. And then he'll give you assignments, and there's great joy in those assignments. God is not just somebody that's a workmaster. He's not just your workmaster. Learning of God is fun. I've done a lot of things. And nothing excites me more than hearing from the Lord. And I love to watch movies. But those things are fun. But the word of God is life. And my most fun movies are the ones that portray things of life. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. As we go forward in him, there's nothing we can't learn. Ever increase. We ever increase in him. Let the word of God take you on your adventure. It is fun. Never see it again as loading a train car full of bricks. Never see the labor of love as stacking bricks, loading a truck. The labor of God is fun. All the things, it's fun to learn that we have authority over Satan. It's fun to see him run from us. But we rejoice because our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And we're going to keep it there. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He's going to continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.